fiction reader and spring fashion. Really, how soon is too soon to break out the short shorts? Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Of course, is the Archies, Sugar Sugar, Fox FM Mornings. Nick hanging with you here. Luke is filling in for Reader as well. Luke, we were talking about Netflix recommendations to each other, because you and I, we don't get to spend a lot of time together at work because our schedules are so different.
Yep.
So this is always fun. It's like rekindling an old flame, you and I. And we were talking Netflix. I recommended a movie, and you said that you still got to catch up on a certain TV show. Do you want to let everybody know what you've been watching lately, Mr. Big Cat?
Riverdale.
Sexy teenagers with sexy teenage problems. Of course, it's based off of the Archie comics.
Yeah.
Now, I have never seen an episode of Riverdale. Can you please explain to me what makes it so amazing?
I don't know. It's just good to watch. I find it's kind of like there's a mystery to be solved and everything. The Black Hood, as they call him, they don't know who it is, and he keeps killing people, but no one knows who the Black Hood is, but...
Oh, okay, so it's like Scooby-Doo.
If you want to say that, I guess, but
is that
going
to be, like, the next version? Like, Riverdale, they'll do, like, the sexy teenage Scooby-Doo coming up?
Or? I hope. I'm probably not going to watch that, but...
See, I'm trying to think, because, like, I'm not trying to, you know, make fun of you for liking this show, because people can like whatever they want, and I support that, but I was just thinking, like, what's my analog for that? I don't watch Riverdale, I'm not interested in it, but then again, when I was in the 11th grade, I was a huge fan of the OC, and I watched a lot of it, and that's the same network. I think it was WB at the time, but now it's the CW, so, you know what? Sometimes, I guess, you just gotta watch the sexy teenagers with their sexy teenage problems, right?
Yeah, like, the first time I watched it, I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna like this or not, and then it just keeps getting better and better every episode.
Getting hooked. What would be the radio station version of, like, Riverdale?
I have no idea.
Like, all of us having sexy radio problems.
Yeah.
Like, you've been having some headphone trouble today at work, so you have, like, sexy headphone troubles.
I don't even know what that would look like, honestly.
That's the name of our indie band right there, Sexy Headphone Troubles.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
The following message is for Amazon Alexa users only. Enable the Fox FM skill. That is all.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Luke, are you going to drive me to work this week?
No, I'm not.
I gotta get my car's going in the shop tomorrow. I'm bummed out. I'm not gonna have a car for the whole week.
Well, there's always that two-wheel transportation method that...
That's right. Yeah, I gotta get my bike ready for this week. It's gonna be something I've been talking about for months now. I'm gonna start biking to work. I'm a little scared, I will say. I'm a little bit heavier than I was when I used to be an avid cyclist. Because I got to tell you, Luke, I got one of those bikes that has the tiny little wheels. So I got a road bike. So,
okay, yeah,
imagine me on one of those right now. I just hope I don't bend a rim, you know what I mean?
It probably wouldn't look good if you...
This is something that I didn't know, Luke, and you can back me up on this. You can actually get a fine if you don't wear a helmet and you're biking.
See, I never knew that if you don't wear a helmet, you can get a fine. See, I learned...
When Reader and I were talking about, because he and I are both going to start biking soon, he's like, make sure to wear a helmet. And I was like, well, I always wear a helmet because I don't want to conk myself out. You know what I mean? Don't want to Brett Lindros myself. So I didn't know. And he said, yeah, it's like an actual thing. Like, if a bylaw officer sees you without a helmet, you can get a fine. So I think, people, you need to remember that if you're out there. Not only is it just safe and, like, common sense, but yeah, you don't want to get one of those fines, too.
You always see people riding with no helmet, but...
It stresses me out. It honestly does.
Well, it doesn't take much to fall off a bike, and, you know,
Especially if you're driving the bike, you know, on the road.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you are a vehicle, and you are in danger sometimes.
Yeah, in Yorkton, like, there's shared bike lanes that...
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Wear your helmet if you're out there. And also, I mean, if you see me out on my bike, don't honk, because I get scared really easily, and I don't want to go, you know... over tea kettle on my handlebars or anything, scrape my knee.
Nick and Reader are planning more road trips, but they forgot there's a Kandahar in Saskatchewan.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Nick hanging with you here. Luke Walters, the big cat's hanging out here too, filling in for Craig Reed. Luke, it's been some time since you and I did the show together.
It's been a while.
You know, and I thought that there's probably a lot of people out there that don't get to hear you that often because you're in the newsroom, so you usually just fill in for Reeder when he's away. So I thought we would play one of my favorite games of all time. It's Facts About Luke Walters.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, did you know Luke Walters invented penicillin? Is that true?
No.
No? You weren't walking around licking trees and stuff?
No.
All right. How about this? Luke Walters has a pet snake named Rodney.
Incorrect.
Okay. Luke Walters can karate chop through 8 boards.
Never tried it, but maybe.
All right. Correct. I'm going to say that. Luke Walters is allergic to marshmallows.
No, I love marshmallows.
You're a big fan of marshmallows? Big hot chocolate guy?
I can't eat marshmallows by himself, but maybe over the fire.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Your middle name is Rebecca.
No.
Luke Rebecca Walters, everybody.
No. That's not my middle name, no.
Really?
And I probably won't tell you what it is either.
Oh, I'm going to guess it by the end of the show. You'll see. Oh, if you know Luke's middle name, give me a call. 306-783-3699.
I know my mom's listening, but
I'm in the business of embarrassing Luke all week long. It's going to be fun, brother.
Fox FM's Nick and Reeder, writing jingles about your town so you don't have to.
And every single song is something you love.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Zayn Malik with Taylor Swift. I Don't Want to Live Forever. It's off of 50 Shades Darker. Is that coming out soon? 50 Shades, what's the third one? 50 Shades Freed?
I haven't even seen 50 Shades of Grey, so I have no idea.
I've seen 50 Shades of Grey. I've read the first book as well, too, because I'm of the belief that if I'm going to be making jokes about something, I better know as much as I can about it, because I don't want to get called out on it. I'm not, like, herd mentality. So, like, I read all 3 Twilight books. I saw all 4 Twilight movies.
Harry Potter,
I've seen all the movies, but, you know, like, people don't normally rip on Harry Potter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like low-hanging fruit when it comes to Twilight and also 50 Shades, that series.
See, Hunger Games, I didn't know what Hunger Games was about in the book. Like, I couldn't picture it, but then I watched the movie and it makes total sense. But
okay, yeah, that does make
more,
sense,
I'm more of a visual guy more than...
Allegiant. Did you ever see that one?
No, I haven't, no.
That was, it was in the same theme when there was, like, the rise of the young adult novels getting turned into movies. I saw the movie Allegiant, and it was it Allegiant? It was with Shailene Woodley. And I didn't know it was based off of a young adult book, and my dad and I went and saw it in the theater, and it was actually a pretty good movie. In fact, I think we saw the other 2 in theaters as well, too. So, yeah, it's weird. You know, you like what you like, though. You don't want to be that person that makes fun of somebody for liking something, because everybody's tastes are different.
Yep.
Like, you don't want to be a Luke Walters. You don't want to make fun of people who like NASCAR.
NASCAR's good.
Okay, good. Yeah. You're going to have to issue that official apology, because, you know, there's a lot of NASCAR
fans. I'll write a letter for everyone who likes NASCAR.
Takes a lot of skill, man. I can barely drive at 50 sometimes. Like, I get to Regina for a doctor's appointment, and I'm like, everybody's zooming past me, and I'm like, slow down! Just doing 40. I'm used to it, man. Small town driving.
Enable the Fox FM skill in the Amazon Alexa app.
And access more fun with Kyle, Chris, and Jackie anytime.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Hey, Luke, are you a big F1 racing fan?
No.
Yeah, neither am I.
Is that a shock?
Yeah. Well, because I was reading some news articles about Formula One. They had the Grand Prix in Spain over the weekend, and apparently there was, like, a lot of excitement. I even went as far as watching, like, a 6-minute recap of the race itself, and I had no idea what's going on. Have you ever had that in your life where there's just something that you are just so out of touch on?
That you don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, it's, like, so foreign to me. Like,
I don't like stuff like MMA. Like, I mean, MMA is cool. Don't get me wrong, right? Yeah. Like, when something big happens, like, say, the McGregor-Mayweather fight, that was huge, right? But, like, you go see something, and it's like, who are these people fighting? You don't know. And, like, then there's NASCAR.
NASCAR, yeah, that's another one.
I know there's a few NASCARs that you hear about, but, like, you'll never catch me watching cars go in a circle at very high speeds.
I feel like with MMA or boxing or something, it's just 2 people wailing on each other. That's the end result. One person gets beaten up, and then the other person doesn't, and they win. Yeah. With, like, Formula One, there's like pit stops, and there's little technical things, and there's like they get in the driver's like microphone, they can hear them talking to their team. There's just too many things that I don't understand about racing, whether it's Formula One or NASCAR, for me to have a joyful experience.
My favorite is in NASCAR or like in or any like what you, like Formula One and stuff like that, when they need a like a pit stop and they come running out all the men and then they just get all tires off quick and it's like 30 seconds and they're back out. I love that.
That's cool. Was the exciting part about the recap that I watched, was seeing like what their pit stops look like. But yeah, so maybe they should just have like a professional pit stop league. Like, what do you think?
Pit stop championship.
Yeah, for like jabronis like us that don't know anything about racing cars. Mm. Would you ever drive an F1 car? I feel like I wouldn't fit in one.
I would, but I don't know how heavy my foot would be, though.
We should try to sponsor one for next season and put your face on the hood of it.
Put my face right on the front and then...
the Luke Walters car.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.